systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jabble. Today is Monday, July 4th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 511. Happy Independence Day, everyone that is still currently independent.
Happy Get Wasted, Blow Off Your Appendages Day.
That's right. Happy Make Yourself Not So Independent
Shoot
Day.
Shoot your friends in the faces with Roman candles
Day. July 5th, known as Dependence Day.
Yeah, right.
We do this.
Hospital's best fucking day.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, usually. And Jamhole TV, that's the jamhole.com/live. Join us, hold hands, sing praises to the great gods of Jamholia. That is me, that is her. 406-204-4687. Give us a call if you want to say what's up. If you got any interesting 4th of July anecdotes, I would love to hear them. You can send us a message in the chat. You can tweet. Actually, don't even tweet. I'm done with that. But yeah, send a message in the chat, and that's about that. Got a few announcements. I want to say we went and saw Transformers 3 in 3D today.
Yes.
Tell me again that I liked it.
You did like it.
I did like it,
you
right?
You did not out or anything
no,
or whatever.
No.
I did.
But I did like it, right?
You did.
I have to keep getting clarification from her that I did actually enjoy this movie.
I did also enjoy it, but I did like the chick from the last ones better because she was more
You just liked her because she had weird-looking thumbs.
No, she wasn't dumb.
Really?
Wasn't like, oh, my God. So, like, I have these tits, and my boss gave me this sweet ride, and
because
I don't understand
Because she wrote
why.
The role, right? She right. wrote the script.
Well, no, Shut I up. Just, I didn't like that, you know what I mean?
I liked the way her the other a lot chick better than Meg. Megan Fox was
and
a cunt.
It did not need to be 3 hours long.
No okay? movie. I don't even think Schindler's List needed, okay, I get it. Nazis killed the Jews, and then you escaped. I get
I was
it.
All
you
nodding
need...
out and shit, and then, you know, some crazy part was coming up, and then I saw what happened. I was like, okay, it's going back
I'll tell
to,
you what.
You know, the good guys win, so I started nodding out
it,
again.
It made me proud to wear the Bumblebee helmet again. It did.
Yeah, I asked if we could have sex with that on.
We're gonna.
Later. Are you gonna like?
I'm gonna transform you into the girl of my dreams, and then we're gonna do it
like,
all.
Like as you're getting hard, you know. You,
that's right. Oh God, it's gonna be fantastic. I'm very excited.
I am Optimus Prime.
So we're doing a 24-hour marathon show Friday, July 15th. We're gonna try and start around 10 or 11 p.m. all the way till Saturday at 10 or 11 p.m. We're going to raise money for our trip to Milwaukee. Well, that's the plan. I don't know how much money we'll actually raise, but I'll tell you fucking what. If you ever want a fucking show again, y'all better pitch in and help this trip. We're going to Milwaukee to do a show with... You guys remember Stereo Radiation? Do you remember that show?
Yeah, vaguely.
They're going to be there. McG
really?
And Capital Z are going to be there with us.
Really?
Mike Boudet from Am I Bugging You
now,
is going to be there.
For reals?
That
or
is for reals.
Or are they going to cop out because they have
okay,
families or
I can't,
something?
I can't.
Because I've heard
make,
that a lot. We're going to be there. We're going to be there.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Wait, yeah, I have to do something
I,
else involving a child or, you know, whatever. Blah.
Any promises for them. We will be there. Absolutely. Red Fox from Sporkros will be there, hopefully, because that's where we're staying at, so you better be there. It's very exciting. I'm very, very excited for this. It's going to be a nice little vacation. We're going to get out of Montana for a little bit, for a week. We'll be down there from July 21st till the 25th. We're going to take a trip to Chicago. And on the 23rd, the Saturday, we're going to do a live show at the university. So it's going to be a good time. I hope all of our East Side listeners can come out and make it. This is probably one of the few chances you'll get to see us in person unless you come to Montana, where we do a show every year for all of our local listeners and anyone that wants to fly out and enjoy a week in beautiful Flathead Valley here.
And since I do have some Southern people listening, I really want to talk to them when they're not wasted at 4 in the morning and ask them if they would like to drive up and maybe
good luck with that.
Kick it with us. Because it's not that far. I mean, you know, from the middle of Florida, the central area or whatever, they're, you know, that's not a...
Yeah, Milwaukee, it ain't far. Google map that shit.
And
Beer Bear says, wish I could make it up there to check that out. So close, but
and
not close enough.
Cliff, who has his band, Day Minus 7 or whatever, if he's, you know, able to come up and do a show or something, like, that would be cool.
It would be cool. What would be close enough for you, Beer Bear? You let me know. Just for
you. We'll just
I'm gonna
go to
do
your
a
house
show
and do a show in your bedroom.
In your house for you and your webcam buddies. And that'll be fun. But yeah, that's going to be a good time. So we have a whole summer worth of stuff. So we have the marathon show. I just want to get this stuff out of the way, and then we'll get into everything else. That's Friday, July 15th, Saturday, July 16th. That's our 24-hour marathon. We're going to have some very special, very custom t-shirts, limited-time-only t-shirts that we're making specifically so you guys can buy something instead of just being like, here's money, here's money, here's money. You're going to be able to, you know, get these cool shirts. And they're, dude, I've seen the drawings. I'm not going to say anything about them until you see them. But, dudes, save your money.
We need to invest in some
The 15th is
Sharpies.
When you get paid, I'm sure. So save some cash. You're going to want one of these.
Dude,
these are
everyone
so awesome.
I've showed this to so far is just blown away.
I know.
They're just like, dude, that is seriously the best fucking idea.
You can draw?
Well,
it's amazing.
Like, did you do that? Yeah, dude, it's really dumb.
Like, you can read?
But
yeah,
no,
I'm
like,
from the
they're
soft,
completely
yeah.
blown away by the whole concept of what I'm doing.
Amazing.
They're like, oh my,
this
dude,
is
I didn't
gonna
even
blow
think of that. Wow.
Mine. This is going to blow minds.
Because you could do so much shit with it. It's so good.
This is going to change lives. This is going to be so much fun. So, we're doing the marathon to raise money for the Milwaukee trip. Beforehand, next week, if you're local, we mentioned this on the Hotbox, hotboxpodcast.com. Listen to the latest episode I hosted with a few call-in guests. It was a very good show. MTCIA is doing a Battle of the Bands fundraiser to raise money to fight this ridiculous medical marijuana legislation they're trying to impose on us, taking away our rights. Even though the feds came out and said, doesn't matter if you have medical in your state, we're coming after you if you're too big. But yeah, it's a little battle of the bands. I'll be doing some hip-hop, me and Lyric Hal. Hopefully he'll be there. And yeah, it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of other bands there. Check it out. If you're on Facebook, just search for MTCIA and it'll come up there. Check on the Jam Hole or the Hotbox group there. Just search for Hotbox and you'll see it. So that's Saturday, July 9th. It's at Columbia Falls at the Bandit Bar. Starts at 3:00 and goes all night long. So that's that. Then July 11th, guess who's back?
Who?
Bite is back.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you what, I couldn't be more happy to be a part of this.
I thought it was the 7th. Just going to...
No, it's 7-11.
Oh.
It's July, which is the 7th
okay.
month.
Now
the 11th. So,
I heard you wrong.
July 11th, Bite is coming back. I need all of you to help me get the word out for this. I'm a part of this. I got a job writing for them. If you remember back in the day, there was this cool tech magazine called Bite. It went under in about, 94, 96, something like that. UBM bought them, and they're bringing it back. And I'm writing
and
for
you
them.
You are a part of it.
I am. I am Byte Matt. If you go twitter.com/ByteMatt, that's my tech Twitter. And then ByteMatt.blogspot.com, that's my tech blog for right now, until I get my own Byte blog, which we will have up pretty soon.
I want to ask real quick, because I forgot.
Please.
Did they find you, or did you go to them?
I heard Gina Smith talking on Twit on a podcast mentioning that Byte was coming back and that they were looking for writers, and I stopped my truck. I was at work and I fucking hopped on the Droid X, sent an email. About a week later, she got back to me. She wanted to see some of my work. I sent her the Jam Hole in the Hotbox. I said, don't look at the content, just look at the writing structure,
right,
the lack of errors, my attention to detail. And she wrote me back after that and said, you're hired. So
sweet.
Very excited. Like, tech is my first love. Well, pot is my first love. Tech is my third love. But
I was going to say, I'm like, wait a minute.
I've always wanted to do this. And she gave me a shot, and they've loved, unless they're lying to me, everything I've written so
and
far. And you know, I've been banging
they
them
have
out.
Unlimited possibilities of what you could do with this.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Like, we're going to start all sorts of cool stuff if this works out. So I
this
need
is something
all
that
of
could
your.
Grow.
I need all of your support with this. Like, I'm just a very small piece of this bringing Byte back. There's about 80 people that are working
There's
with
someone
this.
Someone else we know.
They got Jerry Pornell writing for them. He used to do Chaos Manor for the original Byte. Yeah, I got a ton of friends on Google Plus. We're all in this thing, and we're helping bring it back.
Was gonna say that we actually have somebody that's called in at least, or we've talked about on the show, that is on that also.
Who?
Who did you send pictures of your Frankencock to?
He's on Google Plus. He's not on Byte. What?
Oh, I thought you said he was doing that.
No. He was on Google Plus. We were hanging out. Thank you, though.
God, you have too much shit that you're like, yeah, this
you
is that.
You just don't
blah,
pay
blah, blah.
Attention. You hear what
well,
you
like,
want
you
to because you're a
fucking woman. Well,
like,
you were doing
Byte
stuff, and then you, like, open something else, and I walk
doing,
back over, and I still
I
think
I was
you're
writing
doing,
Byte stuff while I was in the Google Plus hangout. I am plus you know, Matt, and that's how it is.
So. I don't pay attention to everything you do.
That's fine. That's why I'm writing for Byte, and you're not.
That's perfect. That's why I'm drawing up t-shirt designs
All
to
right,
make people
so that's
laugh.
July 11th. Byte.com, B-Y-T-E. I just... Please just help make this awesome. Just pound that site with traffic. It's going to be a good time. Read the articles. I'll post links to it once it's out. But, yeah, that's July 11th. Byte is back. Very excited. Very excited. This
Super
could be
sweet.
A big thing for me. This could allow me not to deliver water anymore.
Yeah,
so, and
yeah
I,
dude.
The less I have to deliver water, the more time I have to focus on the jam hole. To focus on the hot box, and more importantly, to make money doing what I love to do, which is writing for Byte.
And
so.
To allow me to go and get the job I want.
Yeah.
Just going to say that. That's so,
so
nice.
July 11th, Byte's back. Third annual Jam Hole Live Show, August 13th. Here, we're doing a whole week of parties from the 8th to the 13th. TheJamHole.com/forums. There's a thread under meetups, events, and contests. Facebook.com/TheJamHolePodcast. There's an event there. You can RSVP. Anyone coming in from out of state, you have first dibs on the whitewater rafting trip. We're going to do it either guided or unguided. We may have Adam fucking Langer pressing play guiding this tour because he knows how to whitewater
raft. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
I am so comfortable with that. It's going to be amazing.
Chicks in bikinis that flew up here and don't know Langer.
I'm so comfortable with watching him just spit mad amounts of game to a chick that is
stuck. And make every nerdy chick awkward as fuck
to
and their little rubber wrap.
That is stuck on a rubber wrap. This will be a captive audience for him to just spit unlimited amounts of game
I really
to.
Hope someone oh. else has rafting experience because I may push him over.
Beer Bear says, am I the only one that seems to think that sending a Frankencock pic to a dude is a bigger issue than who Matt's writing for? Yes, you are. Shut up. Thank you. It was a joke. Anyway, moving on. August 13th, Saturday. Come join us. This is the third time we've done it. It's going to be so much fun.
Fucking A, dude.
Whitewater rafting, first. Second, rustic, electricity-free cabin camping. This is going to be amazing. We're going to be out there partying in a cabin with no electricity, where we'll be living off the land
really
and our wits. Lord of the Flies style.
I'm thinking about hooking up with the people that a lot of the restaurants around here order from that I know and getting some awesome St. Louis style ribs.
That would be awesome.
And cooking them out there. Par cooked so they don't take hours and hours, but making my own barbecue sauce, having an awesome fucking just straight up
This thing is
going to
be so
barbecue.
Much fun, though. If you guys can make it, come from out of state. You got dibs. We have places for you to stay. No one should have to get a hotel room. We have two houses. We have room here. We have an extra bedroom now that Lyrical's not living here. Chad's put up his place.
If
Robbie,
you rent a big truck, you can camp out at my parents' place.
Yeah, pitch tents. It's going to be so much fun. This is the third annual Jam Hole Live Audience Show up at Anna's. They're getting a new building. We're going to break it in something proper. We have the whole restaurant to ourselves.
Shit, yeah.
We party after the live show. We do our own thing all night. It's going to be fun. So... August 13th, thejamhole.com/forums. There's a thread in there, and facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. RSVP there if you'd like. I'm very excited. If you want to see the first two live shows we did, thejamhole.com/250, just numbers 250. That was the first one. And then thejamhole.com/404, that was last year's show. You can see pictures, you can see the free trailer, and if you want to see the actual live show, it's $5. All proceeds go to getting us to Milwaukee.
I was going to say, if we have enough people, the day of the show, like hours before it, we all go out there with our shirts off and have painted on them the Jam
Hole. The Jam Hole. That'd
be
awesome.
And just, you know, one person is each letter and just stand out there.
Sure.
Because that's a busy highway. That's where all the rich people are.
Oh, you just want to stand out on the highway like crazy fucking... Okay.
Like, you know, just support it and get people to go, what is it? And be like, come here and have Jello shots later.
Yeah, so come support the podcast you love and join us. It's going to be a good time. I'm very excited for this. I'm really excited for the Milwaukee show. I've never really partied in Milwaukee. Should be a good time.
I don't know if I even went through there.
I've been through there. I've just never, like, gone there. Red Fox is very excited for this.
Like, I've been through the Dakotas,
I don't
but
think
I didn't
Red
chill
Fox
there.
Is telling anybody about this. I think he's going to get us there and then just, like, keep us to himself.
Right, like, these are my friends.
These are my friends. Let's go hang out where people at school can see me with you guys.
Right, you guys look cool. It'll make me look cooler.
Oh, fuck. No, it's going to be fun, though. We're very excited
to
bring our show somewhere else.
These are podcast hosts that...
This is what we tried to do, but we didn't. This is what I want to do when I grow up.
God. You don't want to be us when you
grow up. Dude, trust. I'm trying even not to be me when I grow up.
I'm trying not to be me right
now.
All
right. So, how are you doing? How's your business?
I'm all right,
is business,
I guess,
in order?
What?
Business okay?
I don't call it business. I call it...
It was Adam's birthday, too, so I do want to say happy birthday to Adam.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Adam.
You creepy,
it was a good
weird,
time camping.
Karaoke
kind of
fucker. Business is not business. It's a shit show of stuff you have to deal with.
I was talking about your vagina, but okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like,
being,
you know,
subtle.
Career.
Anyway, I have... I want to start the week out with just some thick-ass irony, okay?
Okay.
This is out of New York. We have a motorcyclist who was riding in protest of New York State's helmet law.
Oh, God.
He was not wearing his helmet.
We don't have that here.
No, we do not. He was not wearing his helmet. He crashed his bike. He hit his head on the roadway, and he died. You can't. You're protesting a helmet law. Like, you have to be really careful, because when people see that you died because you weren't wearing your helmet, like, you just totally undid anything that you might have accomplished had you not crashed and killed yourself.
Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say that in every state I've seen a helmet law go into, more people die.
Why is that?
Because they don't want to obey the authority.
I was going to say, because they just aren't used to wearing helmets.
Well, they go
and they
off,
can't see.
They go out and ride their bikes and flaunt that, oh, I'm not fucking wearing the helmet. Fuck the law.
Won't
fuck
you
the man,
get pulled
blah,
over and then, fined for that, though, if you're not?
Well, yeah, you will.
So why would you? I mean, I don't wear my seatbelt, but you don't see that I'm not wearing my seatbelt. Clearly, I can see that you are not wearing a
you
helmet.
You just get fined for shit like that. It doesn't get a point
if
off
they
of your
catch
license
you, right?
Or anything.
Could you imagine, like, a cop chasing you down and you start hauling fucking ass?
You're on a crotch rocket fucking ninja.
And then just wreck shit?
I don't think those people do that too much.
No,
mostly
I could also see maybe that because you're wearing a helmet, you will take more chances, maybe? Because you're like, oh, I got a helmet on. It's fun.
No. When you're going out to be like, haha, I'm...
Well, right, but
whatever.
I'm also saying on top of that, maybe if you have a helmet on, you're riding faster or more aggressively because you're like, fuck it, I'm protected, whatever.
There's nothing cooler than going to a fucking accident site when you're a tow truck driver and seeing a helmet that has shards of skull and brain in it.
Yeah, this did not help. Bear Bear says, in other news, a man fucking without a condom got AIDS and says, I meant to do that.
You know what? Just don't drive like a retard and... You'll be okay. Don't keep ruining. It was a baby blue 50th anniversary Harley Davidson edition motorcycle, and the kid fucking killed himself wearing a helmet because he was driving like a moron. Like, seriously, that bike was worth so much money.
That hurts.
Yeah.
This guy was 55 years old. His name was Philip Contos. Now, I kind of expect that from the younger generation, but usually, like, the people that are 40 and over, like, they wear helmets because they know they're getting old, and they want to. They're responsible. They're more responsible, unless you're in a biker gang and doing meth. Then right. Sure.
No, they don't. They get the big chopper bikes and they ride slow. So they're like, why do I need to fucking wear a helmet? I only cruise up and down for the bike shows.
I do agree with Beerberry. He says, let the retards drive without helmets. That will thin the herd and reduce the tard population. So that is true. He was riding among a large group of motorcyclists staging an organized protest ride in western New York near Syracuse against the state law requiring all motorcyclists to wear helmets. The Parrish, New York resident crashed on Saturday on Route 11 in Onondaga was pronounced dead later at the hospital. The doctor felt that the death could have been prevented if he simply had been wearing a helmet, he stated, adding insult to death. He hit the brakes, lost control, was ejected, and struck his head on the road. He suffered a skull fracture. So, that'll happen.
I wonder
that
if you'll
will happen.
Change your mind next time.
Is there a next time?
Maybe. I don't know. Is he like brain damage or just fractured skull?
He's dead.
I thought you said somebody fucking cracked his skull.
Yeah, and died like an egg.
Oh. Okay.
This is your brain on the pavement. Any questions?
No, you said like severe, I don't know. It didn't. Whatever.
Yeah, severe fucking head trauma. Death.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Anyway, that's how it goes. All right. It is the 4th of July. Let's talk about the 4th of July here. You know, we have a U.S. flag code. Not
what?
To be confused with the fag code.
What is the flag?
The flag code. Basically, it's a bunch of rules, like you're not allowed to burn the flag, the flag's not allowed
right.
to touch the ground.
Don't hang it upside down. Blah, blah.
Right, okay. So, this is, we don't really see this very much, because there's no beaches here, really. But if you're out on the beach, you will see bathing suits that are the American flag, right? The stars,
right, right.
Where the boobies are, the stripes covering the punani there.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps some beach towels as the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, if you patriotically bought American flag pattern napkins for your barbecue this 4th of July, consider this. They violate the U.S. flag code. I'm going to get that right. So does your flag beach towel, your duvet cover, and most Little League uniforms sporting the nation's red, white, and blue banner. According to sections 8D and 8I of the code, is the flag should not be used as, quote, wearing apparel, bedding, or drapery. It should not be printed or otherwise impressed on paper napkins or boxes.
Well, you're going to have to, like, wipe out a shit ton of fucking party companies.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Is that because, like, you don't want us fucking on the flag? Like, it's okay for you to fuck us all you want. But you don't want us having sex on the flag.
I thought that, you know, as long as it's not cutting up the actual flag and making shit out of it.
Like a real flag,
right,
not
like,
the pattern. Like if I draw a star and a stripe and color it red, white, and blue and then print it out and then wipe my ass with it, like who cares?
Yeah.
But if I go out and specifically buy a flag or steal one of our neighbors and wipe my ass with it,
like if I
who
get
cares?
A white man thong and paint the fucking flag on it and
right.
walk around in it, I'm like, you know, that's not a real
shit?
Flag. You know, I didn't desecrate
shouldn't it be,
a flag.
Shouldn't you be more concerned about what the motive is behind it? Like, if you're wearing it or it's your bedding, and I mean, that's stupid anyway. Like, why would you even care to do that? But still.
A lot of have the American flag.
Well, the thing is, you're not doing that because you're like, fuck America. You're
no.
just doing that because you're like, I'm patriotic for America.
I look good in stars and stripes. Like,
right,
oh my God.
Like that. Like, you should be more worried about the people that are burning it saying, we're going to burn the infidels so that we can fuck our 72 virgins on American flag beds, right?
Well, I mean, they haven't outlawed the Confederate flag at all. So, I mean, like, why in the hell is that? I mean, that's, like, reproduced everywhere in the South.
Yeah, and
people
that was,
have that
like,
all over the place.
Slavery and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Like, that's okay, but...
I used to have girls come to my house and pay me to paint their fingernails with rebel flags on.
Of course you did. But then again, they could also just be huge Duke boy fans. You don't know.
You know, that's stupid.
Issued by Congress in 1942, the code includes a plethora of rules, most of which are habitually broken, dedicated to protecting and respecting the flag. But don't ditch the Stars and Stripes accessories just yet, because experts say no one is going to show up and tread on you, because the flag code is a guide, not a law. And if you wanted to know, if you're curious, here's in the chat, this is... Oops. Or wait. Is that it? Yeah, okay, that is.
What?
The 17-page worth of code of the American flag rules.
Jesus, dude.
And then there's, I don't know if we really want to cover this, but it's like who decides when to lower the flag, the proper way to display the flag, and what do you do when Old Glory gets old? You're supposed to use mild soap and water to clean your fag, and
no,
then minor rips and tears.
You actually have to put it to rest.
If it's beyond repair, they encourage people to contact their local VFW posts or the Boy Scouts. That's weird.
Well, you have to actually retire the flag.
Both of them collect them and then burn them during Flag Day ceremonies. Is that okay?
Well, it's like a, I don't know.
It's okay to do it if you're doing it in a ceremony on Flag Day.
It's like the Viking funeral thing. Send them out on a lake, set them on fire. It's like, you know, we're
But they're not the flag, you know. They don't represent the fucking corrupt government that we have come to know and love.
I don't know. They're giving them a hero.
Which is weird anyway. We should probably be burning the current flag and starting over with a new one. Can I say that on the 4th? Like, because of how corrupt our government has become, I think it's time for a reset. And
star flag?
Well, I'm just saying, as part of that reset, because of what this flag now means, I think we should have a new one.
Does anyone even know what the colors and everything on that flag
represent?
Yeah, it's represents?
The stars are the states. There's 50 of those. The stripes and the stripes are 13 for the initial colonies.
Okay.
Is that not?
Why is it red, white, and blue?
Because our fucking forefathers were colorblind. Oh, I don't know that. Why is it red, white, and blue? You have no idea.
No, I don't know exactly, but I remember it in history. Okay, the red is... It's because of the blood that was shed to found the country.
Okay.
Do you understand? That's what the red is, and... Yeah.
the blue is for every time I've punched a girl in the face when she didn't listen. Okay.
I'll fucking Google it right now, and I'll figure it out, because I remember it was something do with bloodshed.
Actually, the red, white, and blue have no meaning of the flag. It's only the stars and stripes.
Maybe it was the rebel flag, then.
It also says, the colors of the pales, the vertical stripes, are those used in the flag of the United States. White signifies purity and innocence, which we no longer have. Red is hardiness and valor, which we no longer have. And blue is the color of the chief. The broad band above the stripes signifies vigilance, perseverance, and justice, all of which we no longer have.
I don't know. I remembered it like the white was, you know, the people who prevailed and were heroes, and the red was like blood of the innocents we lost. And
Beer
shit,
Bear
so.
Says, I clean mine in the blood of people that ride motorcycles without helmets. Oh, I've missed you, Beer Bear. I have fucking missed you.
Oh, man.
That is amazing. All right. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. We will have no problems making you bankrupt when you get sick and taking our veterans and kicking them to the curb when they've gone crazy because of the things we've put them through during war. But hey, don't wear it when you're out bathing, okay?
I hated U.S. history anyway, so.
Clearly.
I liked world history, though.
Well, I can't wait for you to not remember the past and then be doomed to repeat it.
I remember most of it. Sure.
All right, are you ready for some firework trauma?
They don't even teach the Civil War up here. Just saying. That's why I hated it and skipped it.
There's nothing civil about war, honey. I'll tell you what. If we learn nothing from Transformers 3, let it be that there is nothing civil about war.
Now, I had some girl come up to me and ask me what that rebel flag was. She didn't know what it was, what it came from, or why. She didn't know.
It means black people will do the work for free that the white people do not want to do.
She was like, is that the flag Lord. From way back when? You know, when they first started it? Like,
yes.
Like, dude,
when
what?
They first
what?
Started it.
What?
That's, yes.
What?
You also not going to remember the past.
I was like, whatever. The Confederate flag? What?
All right, no. So guess where the first, and this may not be the first, but the first that I found. This came out at 10:36 a.m. It was last modified at 6 o'clock p.m. here.
Okay.
The first trauma perhaps death of fireworks for Independence Day.
All right.
Northeastern Oklahoma. Yeehaw!
All right. Awesome.
Oh, shit. This is in Skiatook, S-K-I-A-T-O-O-K, Skiatook. An Osage County man, he has died after a firecracker possibly misfired and hit him in the throat.
What the? Why is your mouth wide open?
Why? Yeah, he was like, oh! Boom!
Right?
Did you imagine what that would sound like if you it was one of those waterproof ones? It just went,
poof. Oh, dude.
Oh, man. Yes, yeah, Snibbler says, thank God people can get drunk and blow off limbs without knowing why it's important. Amen to that, brother.
You know, I don't understand why you people are so dumb.
Emergency crew, you don't? I have a whole list of
why. I made my own fireworks and never blew anything off, okay?
Did you like that, Beer Bear? I've been working on that sound effect all night.
Bigger fireworks that fucking counties have put up and not killed myself.
I know.
Why are people dumb? I don't get it.
I was smoking pot and shooting guns at Adam's birthday, and guess what? I'm still here.
Oh, dude.
I wasn't like, oh my God, I thought it was loaded. I'm so sorry.
One time.
So sorry.
One time we got a shit ton of black cats and we taped a crap. I mean, like, it was like a soccer ball.
We have a one cat rule here, so that would not fly.
Black cats.
Oh, we don't have any black
fireworks.
Cats.
You know, the little.
Oh, right, right.
Well, we got a bunch of them, taped them together, and it was like the size of a soccer ball. And I'm just going to apologize. Cliff, that was me.
All right. So emergency crews arrived at the scene just outside Skiatook city limits where a 20-year-old man had apparently been leaning over some sort of firework when it went off and struck him in the throat.
Ugh.
Do you think it was like one of those little Saturn missile batteries? And he was like,
you know what? It's like when you're smoking a bowl and a seed goes back in your throat and pops.
That's the worst.
But way bigger.
Yeah, but yeah. Like pops.
Goes back and, oh, you're dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Your tongue gets shoved through your brain.
The gentleman's name was Austin McLeod. He was a welder from Winona. He was lighting fireworks at a family event and was injured at about 10 p.m. The firecracker may have been some sort of misfire because someone else was struck or injured when it went off. When emergency crews got there, he did not have a pulse.
Hmm.
They were able to get a pulse then, but the injuries were too great, and he died on the way to the hospital. Do they have, like, they have ambulances there and shit, right?
I have no idea. I've never even heard of that place.
Of Oklahoma?
No, whatever you said.
This Snibbler says, fucked up bikers, blown off limbs, and fucking confessions too, man. This show has everything.
Yeah, I stuck that in Cliff's mailbox.
We aim to please. I'll tell you.
I don't know how he didn't know it, because it was my fucking Trans Am, and that was loud as shit. You should have known. Like, really? Yeah, that was me peeling off and going, bah, 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 bah. Yeah. Maybe the fucking black cats were too loud. I don't know. It was awesome, though. It was
that
Robert's
was
idea.
Awesome.
So, it wasn't all me.
He is survived by his wife, who is 18 years old, and out fucking partying.
How old was the dude?
20.
Oh.
That'll happen. Have a safe fourth.
Washing
out, there,
out the retards. Let's go ahead and do that.
All right. Moving on. Remember the rapture? Do you remember when that happened?
Didn't happen?
Oh, yeah, it didn't happen. Oh, God, why hath thou forsaken me? Because I don't exist.
Right.
Well, we have a gentleman here. This is Eugene Organ. He got kind of some fun made of him. Because of the rapture, I guess, or the lack thereof.
Okay.
And this kind of resulted in a workplace shooting.
Oh.
It may be the ribbing one employee took from a coworker after the predicted May 21st rapture failed to occur. The mother of the victim told the paper that her son said Dale O'Callaghan took it personally when he was needled about his belief that he would be taken to heaven by the return of Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know. And we said that. Yeah, Beer Bear says 2,000 years of any minute now.
You know,
enough already. I'm going now, Lord. Boom.
I can see that happening with a lot of those people from that show we just watched.
Yeah.
When their
what
shit
were
failed.
They called?
Oh, preppers.
Let's talk about that preppers. After this. I do want to talk about that.
He was probably a prepper.
So Eugene police say O'Callaghan shot Jerry Andrews on Friday morning. This happened at LHM Hydraulics, where they both worked at. Andrews suffered a fractured shoulder. Police say O'Callaghan was still at the business when they arrived right before 7 a.m. His mother says her son didn't want to speak with a reporter about the shooting, but she said O'Callaghan had expected to be taken up in the rapture. The suspect's father, Ronald O'Callaghan, said his son is not among those who believe the rapture was going to occur on May 21st. The report says a police affidavit says Whoa. That Andrews told it what? Oh, wow, kill it! Nice.
Oh my god, it was big!
Murderer!
Yeah.
That spider had wife and kids, and they're gonna starve
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like 4,000 kids that are
and
gonna
all
infest
in
your ball sack tonight.
Bedroom. Happy for that. He told investigators that O'Callaghan called him, quote, one of those satanic people after the shooting. O'Callaghan's 39. He's being held in the jail at Lane County on a charge of first-degree stupidity.
And that should assault. Be a charge, goddammit.
And assault. I'm a prepper. You're a prepper. Wouldn't you like to be a prepper, too? Be a prepper. Drink, Dr. Prepper.
Quick, grab your bug-out bags.
Oh, what? God. Those guys are crazy. Let's talk about that before we go into how IVF procedures may increase the risk of your child being down. This baby is so cute, even though it has downs. I'll give you guys a link here in a sec. So we watched this show. Do you remember what it was called? It was a National Geographic show. Here, I'll find it real quick.
If I can't
you
want remember.
You want to intro it?
I know it was called Preppers, but
do you want to intro it?
What do you mean intro?
Tell people about it.
It's a bunch of
National Geographic Doomsday Preppers. Anyway,
oh yeah,
my
Doomsday
failure of a co-host here. So these people. They're getting ready. Some of them, none of
they
it
all
was,
believe in their end of days or apocalypse
but,
or doomsday shit.
But the thing is, none of it's rapture related. All of
no.
these people are worried about full economic
well,
breakdown,
the
society breakdown.
Hardcore preppers for religion or the rapture aren't gathering shit because you don't take shit.
Exactly,
right.
They're not worried about economic breakdown and people coming to rob the pharmacies and the grocery
preppers
stores.
Preppers for
shit.
The rapture might. Prep because they know they're going to be left behind.
Maybe.
You know, like us trying
but
to
they were
mooch
religious.
Off of the people that think they're leaving.
So these people, one of the gentlemen, I was watching this and I was like, you know what? That is a great idea. Him and his family, they live off the land. They grow their own food. They have three different water supplies, filtration stuff. They have enough food and water and toilet paper for like a year or 2 years. They're stockpiling all of this stuff in preparation, for when society breaks down and crumbles. They say it will start with Wall Street crumbling, and then everything just breaks down from there.
Right.
Once the economy crashes, people aren't going to be able to afford food. No one will be able to keep food stocked on the shelves at the grocery stores because gas will be scarce. That means the trucks. Because none of our food is grown locally. All of our food comes from out of state, basically.
Right.
There's no, unless you live in little farming communities, if there's no gas, there's no trucks bringing food, all the stores are going to be empty.
Right.
Which means you're going to have to figure something else out.
Be self-sustainable.
So, exactly. So these people have basically become fully self-sustaining, self-sufficient in the way they live.
Kind of.
I looked at that, and one guy in particular, he was an ex-Marine, and he said what he saw overseas and in third world countries, mostly in the Middle East, freaked the shit out of him.
Can I say PTS?
A little bit, but he was very stable.
No. Did you see his eyes? Like that crazy raccoon look he had?
Not
like
really.
His eyes were seriously dark. Like he had
No, they weren't. Not
dude,
the guy
go
I'm
back,
talking about.
Yeah, the military dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had like he looked like Beetlejuice, dude.
Really?
He had like black around.
I don't think
yeah.
so, dude.
Yeah.
Watch the
like,
show,
he
Nat
was
Geo
nuts.
Preppers.
He's
but.
Up at 4 a.m, like looking at the infrastructure of you know, like whoa. Dude.
Yeah, but that's you're trained to do that in the military. Like
he's nuts. I really
bet early
to
rise. I don't know.
He's got good
so,
strategies and everything.
Yeah, and that's
what
I'm thinking.
Trained,
I'm watching this, I'm like
but he's nuts.
I wanna go live with this guy. So I fucking Google him, I find his Twitter, I find his Facebook, everything is like, praise the Lord for another beautiful day. He's a pastor at some church. He's
nuts.
Done. Before I saw all of that, I thought that he was maybe on point with his game. Now I see that he is absolutely not. I mean, his game is on point. His belief system is not. And he kept saying, we're not religious extremists. We're just prepared. One guy had a fucking bomb shelter, like, in the ground that doubles as his family's cabin getaway or their summer retreat or whatever.
I stopped before I got to that because you passed out.
He was an older gentleman. But
I like the guy in the suburban area. I think it would be a hell of a lot better if he had what the military guy had, like, you know, the land and, you know, the big place to do shit in. Because this guy's living in suburbia neighborhood.
Right. Like, I'm going to have to go kill all my neighbors first.
And he
then
converted his backyard pool into a fucking ecosystem all its own. Like, he has a pond. He can fish for fucking what was it?
Yeah, I forget what the fish are called. But yeah, the fish make this thing on the slime that feeds this other thing, and that he uses it to pump into his garden that fertilize. Like, it's all completely self-sustaining.
Solar ovens and shit they have. Like, they don't use hardly any electricity. And
right,
it's
very self-sufficient. It's impressive, definitely. Yeah. But I think, I don't know, I can see this happening, which is weird. Like, how long do you think we can continue it the way we're going? Not that much longer.
No. And that's why I think what the lady was doing by going in and buying the older coins, like, what was it? She got
because it
four,
was actually
four quarter
made
coins
in silver.
Right. There's four quarters.
So it's not the fact that it's a 25 cent piece that makes it worth something. It's the fact that what it's
back
made
then,
out of is worth something.
Well, the initial start of it was here. These coins are made with this amount in value of this precious metal.
Right. Not
and
anymore.
Not anymore.
Now it's
no.
just symbolizing that amount, which doesn't even fucking
right.
exist, which is why this could collapse.
Right.
Definitely.
Well, she's going in, like, four of the quarter pieces or whatever is worth $20, and they have way more silver in them, and she's, like, just doing that, you know, a couple times a week or whatever, and stocking up
but
on
honestly,
a shit ton of precious metals. And, like,
what are you going to do with precious metals if there's no system of economy?
Well, because there still will be.
What is that going to be worth, though? You melt it down and make a sword? Like, what are you going to do with
fucking
that?
A, right.
Give it to someone else for what?
Well,
it's like in Waterworld. The thing that's worth the most is something that's not there. Dirt.
Because maybe, I guess, right before the shit collapses, you can go and pawn that. You know, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Making sure she has means if it doesn't fully collapse.
Well, I just don't see that really. Like, if you want to stock up on something, stock up on bullets for your guns, maybe reshelling
they were doing that
kits,
too.
Ammo reloading kits, perhaps food, seeds, pot.
Livestock.
That dude converted a truck into running off of
wood.
He uses the gases that are stored in the wood in through this big container thing.
He needs to make that smaller, and I'll buy it.
That is cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how far you would get in that old truck, but, like, he's this engineer. And he teamed up with the crazy army guy.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm a strategist and with military training, and he's an engineer that can build anything out of junk.
Yeah.
And they're like just living out on this farm. And
just
I was like,
hooking up hoses together. And,
dude,
and,
I was
know,
so like, gung ho about wanting to go.
I like the other guy, not the military dude, but the engineer. He was fucking awesome. He could come up with so much shit, like, you know, hydroponic fucking, greenhouse shit, you know, stuff to more efficiently grow your food,
yeah.
You know, all that shit. A way to, you know, get your fresh water pumped up to your house and stuff without using electric pumps or, you know, whatever. Just, I don't know, just that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
I was so into
so
wanting to go live with this dude until and like learn
and well,
and
they
be
were
more
still able to use electronic shit because they were he was able to engineer this fucking wood thing.
Yeah, like
burning
he made
wood
that and
to it, fuel a generator.
It's an
to
old
fuel
design. He
yeah.
said they used this in World War II.
Yeah.
And he has a forest there
yeah.
with a ton of wood
yeah,
that
he
can
up,
fuel that with.
When he starts up the truck with the wood, he hooks that up, the battery cables, to a generator
yeah,
and
that
powers
can power
everything.
Their
yeah.
whole compound for
yeah.
like months or, I mean, as long as you have wood to feed
yeah,
it.
Dude. Like you, that way
that whole
you can
system
still
is
use,
efficient as
like
fuck,
like he said,
too.
Power drills and shit. You could still
yeah.
use that stuff.
Right.
I can still plug in my laptop and play solitaire.
Would you be concerned? Well, yeah, there's not going to be much internet. Right, but would you be concerned now after living, after being aired on TV like that, that if shit goes down, that's where people are going to go? Because we now know you have a store of food. So rather than go to the grocery store, right, and try to fight for yourself, you're going to go to where people have already pre-stocked all of this food and equipment and water and all that shit, right? Isn't that easier than fighting the masses at your local?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, here, Montana doesn't even have a million people in it yet, and we can hunt deer, we can fish. Like, we'll be okay without having to know how to grow our own shit, you know? But, like, in rural, or not rural, but in more, you know, metropolitan areas, like, y'all are fucked. Y'all are so fucked if this goes down. And it's not if. I really do. I don't want to sound like a crazy conspiracy theorist, but I firmly believe that it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
That's
unless
going
to
be cannibalism
change.
And then the zombie apocalypse will happen.
I don't know about that. But we can't keep going like this. At the rate we're populating.
They can
at
farm
the rate,
rats.
At the rate we're sucking resources. Like, what? We owe China half of our forests as is. They want to buy Facebook now for some weird reason.
Well, a rural
area. What are you doing?
A rural area.
Rural.
Yeah, whatever.
Toe Jam and Earl.
Is going to be way better. But, I mean, a city, say, take, like, Tampa.
It's less people.
Take Tampa, Florida. All right.
You
no,
take
that's
it.
A bad idea.
I don't want it. You take it.
No, that's a bad example because they have water and they can be totally self-sustainable.
You can't drink seawater.
No, you can't. But you
can
convert,
desalinate it.
You can fucking run it through and make it clean water. And reverse osmosis plants. There's a city fucking surgeon water plant.
But those membranes, like salt water, when you flush salt water through those membranes, it is hell on those things. Like,
well, that's why you have somebody that worked at those.
Well, yeah, obviously. You'd need a bunch of those.
I actually know
shit.
How to run that, kind of. I worked on the shit plant side.
Hey, what's your friend's name?
Sina.
Sina.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, well, I think they're on, but I think they're too extreme, I think. And they have that religious instability. And that's why I was freaked and I was like, I'm not going to go live with
you. What I was going to say about the city areas like New York or something, you know, yeah, they're going to have problems, but you can still grow a garden, okay? You could still plant shit, all right? And you could still collect rainwater stuff. Like, if you're smart and you're not a complete idiot, you know, you can survive in
but
a populated
it
area.
It depends what kind of end this is. If we go radioactive fallout, you're not going to be able to do rainwater.
No, we're
going to
hunt out the crazy dude who has a bomb shelter.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Or find one here somewhere.
Well,
I don't know. It was interesting to see, though, that there are people doing that. But it was sad to see
all different reasons
that they were all religious nut jobs. And not really nut jobs, but they had a strong faith. Like, he's a pastor. Like, that kind of killed it for me right there. Even though he's got the crazy military training and he built everything and he's good to go. I can't.
I want to see someone prepping for a religious war.
Like what, with like crucifixes and
like,
silver bullets?
Saying
or
like,
what?
Oh, you know, this religion shit's getting way too out of hand and they're gonna end up killing everybody and fucking this world's gonna go to shit because of religion and
too late.
You know, it's gonna be the Crusades all over again. I'm making this bomb shelter to just stay the fuck out of it.
Oh man.
Hopefully I'll come out and I'll be dead.
Hopefully.
You know, that I really wanna see that.
Yeah.
Well, find me one of those.
Interesting show. Nat Geo, it was called Something Preppers. I don't know, check it out if you want. Let's see what we're talking
awesome.
About.
Doomsday
so.
Preppers, yeah.
Doomsday Preppers.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A, man. Isn't this an amazing world we live in? Like, there's so much variety.
Dude.
So much just...
This is the world. We
so
live
much
here.
Beautiful variety. All right, so we know what... please, web browser crash. You know what IVF procedure is, right? In vitro fertilization?
Okay.
Apparently, if you do this a lot in older women, they're now kind of finding out that it's increasing the risk of your baby being born with Down syndrome. No good?
Well, when you're splicing shit together in a fucking teepee or petri dish.
Yeah.
You know, I can see someone coughing or sneezing and throwing a little something not so savory into there.
Doctors already know that the chance of having a baby with the genetic condition goes up with the age of the mother, especially if you're over 35. But there's new research saying that in the UK, they looked at 34 couples. They think drugs used to kickstart ovaries for IVF in older women disturb the genetic material of the eggs. They're now trying to confirm the suspicions here. They don't know yet the magnitude of risk, but they say it could also cause many other genetic conditions, not just the downsies. The downsy bounsies.
Some autism in there also, or?
I would imagine maybe a little bit of everything, you know? I mean, what do you think? Anything genetic, right?
I can't wait for people to start totally trying effed. To create the diseases. Like,
oh, yeah.
Let's see what we get when we do this.
Like, not trying to cure them, but, like, trying to make new diseases?
Right.
Okay.
Well, let's see what runs in their family. Oh, they got something messed up.
Let's see what happens if we add this. Okay.
Right? Let's try and, you know, mutate that gene into super
E does equal MC squared. The findings presented at the European Society of Human Reproduction Embryology's annual conference come from a UK study of 34 couples undergoing fertility treatment. All the women in the group were older than 31 and had been given drugs to make their ovaries release eggs ready for the IVF. When the researchers studied these now fertilized eggs, they found some had genetic errors. Oops. Hey, go ahead. It's fine. You can just, can you code that error out of that?
Yeah, this isn't that movie yet.
Abortion?
What was that movie? That, where
source
they could, like,
code? Source code?
Was that it?
Maybe.
Where the guy, like, took the other guy's life.
Oh, Repo Man?
No. This guy, it's a world where they, you know, they're all engineered to be perfect, and those who are, rebels couldn't get better jobs and shit, so the guy took some other dude because he was paralyzed.
Right.
Wasn't on record and whatever.
Yep.
That's kind of cool, though. I mean, like, you can fucking plan out to make sure that your fucking baby would be perfect, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're black
except
and...
except that that's not how it usually works out,
it'd be crazy,
is it?
Though. If you're, like, black and your chick is freaking Haitian and you guys get together, pop out a, you know, white-skinned baby with blue eyes and perfectly blonde hair with brown highlight, low-light things, you know? It's you can pick that.
Like,
that's just so crazy.
Can you give me a baby that looks like Kathy Ireland in her early 20s and is not related by blood to me?
Make a new frickin' Aaliyah, you know, like, really?
Sure. Back, forth, and forth. I'll tell you what.
What do you want to... Okay, we'll check this box.
Where do you want to go today? These errors could either cause the pregnancy to fail or mean the baby would be born with a genetic disease. A closer look at 100 of the faulty eggs revealed that many of the errors involved a duplication of coiled genetic material known as a chromosome. Often the error resulted in an extra copy of chromosome 21. Lucky number 21 causes the baby
down.
To be down. I'm going
down.
That's so sad.
Because you have downs.
So, I guess if you're gonna, you know, do that, just be careful, you know?
Beer Bear said, Down syndrome is now linked to Dawn dish detergent, since that is what they use to clean the test tubes.
That'll happen. That'll definitely happen.
I mean, what happens to kids that drink laundry detergent? Come on, they get a little fucked up.
A little.
Either that or die.
A little.
Whatever.
I can see it.
Yeah,
I can definitely see it.
Or you're just all retarded and keep popping out downies, so.
He's dead, Jim. Oh, that's what my browser just told me. That'll happen. So, well, what else?
I don't know, dude. Fireworks are starting to go off, and they're getting kind of loud and close to the house. So, I think we might want to call it a night, and I kind of want to go out and see the fireworks, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
We're at about an hour anyway.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to try and reload the rest of these stories anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chrome. That was like the first time Chrome has ever crashed. Ever. Since we've been doing the show.
What'd
since
you
I've
do
been
to
using it. I just had probably more tabs open than a while, and the VIO hasn't
you
been
have
rebooted in a while.
Random clicking syndrome. I'm just going to
Me?
Say that. Yeah, because you're like, oh, it's the mouse. It's fucked. No, dude, I never have a problem with any of the goddamn mouses fucking up on me. You're like, no, it doesn't go.
It
you
does
click around the button
Thank
four
you.
Or five times before you hit the button.
Do
so
I?
That's what you did, probably. You clicked the wrong damn thing.
Probably.
Yeah, you have clicking
oh,
problems.
Oh, I did want to talk about this. Did you see that Fox News is... I posted this on Twitter, I think on twitter.com/BiteMat. But I guess the Secret Service is now involved. So Fox, if you follow on Twitter, Fox News Politics, earlier today, you'll see that there were multiple messages posted claiming President Obama was assassinated. They say, pound Obama dead. It's a sad 4th of July. Retweet to support the late president's family and RIP. The shooter will be found. Breaking news. President at Barack Obama assassinated. Two gunshot wounds have proved too much. It's a sad 4th for pound America. Pound Obama dead.
Wow.
RIP.
That's awesome.
We wish at Joe Biden the best of luck as our new president of the United States. In such a time of madness, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Wow, dude. I wonder if Obama like got up and was like, I'm not dead, you know? Like,
I doubt it.
Got on his Facebook, you know, hey, that was wrong.
So the Secret Service is now involved investigating the hacking of Fox's political Twitter account. A Secret Service spokesman said the law enforcement agency whose job it is to protect the president will look into the false postings and conduct the appropriate follow-up. Now, I posted, I wonder if their security, their password, was as good as their unbiased reporting. Fox News is not exactly known for the best unbiased coverage. It's more of commentary, like what we do. It's not news. News is unbiased, strictly facts, who, what, where, when, why. That's it. How,
don't
maybe.
Spice it up.
You don't say, and we believe, and we think this. No, you're a journalist.
That's how the
you
cookie
do not
crumbles.
Think. If you want to think, then you be an analyst or a commentator. You do not be a journalist. Like, journalists, that's their job. You report the news as it is, not as you perceive it to be. And I get that's hard to do. And there was a whole list in the comments of the post I posted there on Twitter about what people thought their password was. It was like O'Reilly for president, or like it was all a bunch of just dumb shit like that. Hackers broke into the Fox News Politics account early Monday, leaving a series of six tweets reporting that Obama had been shot to death in Iowa and the shooter was unknown. Fox News called the tweets malicious and false. There's your reporting. Quote, we will be requesting a detailed investigation from Twitter about how this occurred and measures to prevent future unauthorized access into FoxNews.com accounts. Twitter responded, your password was password, you dumb fuck. Not so hard to guess.
Yeah, really?
There was hacked by an account called, or by a group called the Script Kiddies. Harmless posts announcing the group's hacking of the Fox News account were followed by the false posts about Obama. Think staffer Adam Peck wrote on the magazine's website that he had exchanged electronic messages with a person claiming to be with Script Kiddies shortly after the initial hacking. Later, however, the unidentified person would not confirm that the group was behind the posts. Obama is spending the Independence Day holiday at a barbecue at the White House with military, families, and administration staffers. If you were wondering, Fox's political Twitter account has more than 34,000 followers, most of them which live in middle America. So, how many people actually do you think bought that when they saw that?
Probably a lot, dude.
Do you think?
Probably a lot.
Even though you, if you're on Twitter, you know that Twitter has been notorious
for but you go to the legitimate hoaxes. Person's page and it's, you know, the official whatever site.
Fox
and
News Politics,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, dude, like, you'll,
well,
you
that's,
might,
sure.
If you're smart, you might do a little bit more research into it, but the
like
majority
Google
of the population
is,
are going to go, holy shit, and turn on the news and wait for it.
And you when know? You see absolutely nothing about it, you're like, I can't be the only one that knows this.
Well, they might, you know, if they have a computer, they're obviously technologically inclined to maybe...
If they're on Twitter, I guess.
Someone? I don't know. Yeah, I know. Maybe message someone? I don't know. And ask?
Do you want... I would love to talk about why I don't love Obama right now. It has to do with marijuana, so I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, I think that's kind of funny. that, like, Twitter... I think it's more funny that Fox News Politics Twitter account got hacked and that that's what they chose to say, knowing what kind of color Fox News Politics right. is, not really the blue side of
things. I think it's just kind of funny that a huge corporation like that got hacked.
He smoked marijuana. He comes out with a memo saying that if you're under your state law for medical marijuana, the federal government will not fuck with you. Now there's a memo coming out that says, yeah, we're actually going to come after you regardless. If Obama was so fucking cool, he would have wrote an executive order rescheduling marijuana. Instead, he did the lazy black man thing, and he just said, hey, will you send that memo? Hey, yeah, just tell him that, yeah, you're cool. If you're under your state law and you have medical marijuana law and you're being legitimate, then we're not going to mess with you. No, he should have took the next fucking step if he really believed what he was saying, and he should have rescheduled it. And yes, he can. He yeah. is the president. He could have done an executive order rescheduling marijuana to Schedule 2. That's all I'm saying. I'm not using a race card. I'm just saying he should have done that.
I don't hate him or anything, but
He didn't because he lied. He said that to get some more votes. That is all.
I just don't.
I'm over his
like
change.
That, yeah.
That's
he
all.
He said you can do what your state allows and then didn't reschedule
even,
it.
Even if it was a white president and he did the same thing, I would say the same fucking thing.
I mean, how can you tell a state that, you know, you guys can do this as long as it's legal with your state, but I'm still calling it illegal federally?
I do want to get into this just for fun.
I really don't.
If he is so awesome, name one awesome thing he's done. Are our troops home yet? Nope. Has the economy picked up yet? Nope. Are there jobs yet for everyone? Nope. Is medical marijuana okay for everyone yet? Nope. What is the awesome thing that he's done? I have not seen it.
I haven't really had a president yet that I did like, so...
I know.
You know, I don't really...
Osama bin Laden is dead. Then where is the war over? Nope. Saddam Hussein was dead before that. Did the war end? Nope. So what does that matter? That wasn't him. He didn't go there. It could have been any president, and that would have happened, because they planned it to happen. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to say that Obama is cool, please give me one legitimate reason that makes him cool.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's all. This war, it's been on its way to being over since day one, and that was, 10 years ago? So, I don't know. I'm just saying.
We've always had not-so-nice things to say about our government, so... Everyone that watches the show that comes in to see this should just know that we have a grudge.
And that's fine. And JFK got assassinated when he was president. I mean, what does that matter? What is your point that it didn't happen when Bush was president? Because Bush was an idiot, too. He did do nothing. He got us into this war. Obama has done nothing to get us out of it. That's all. And I'm just saying, if he was serious about his memo or about making a firm stance on medical marijuana, then he should have taken a step instead of just sent a fucking memo. That's all. And he did not. And now people took that memo and they took it to heart, meaning, and I agree, they shouldn't have based opening new businesses on a fucking memo, but they did. And now a lot of people are assed out because of that. And now the feds are raiding good people here, and I'm not fucking down with that. So, fuck him. I'm not saying he should be killed. I think it's fucking hilarious, though, that someone hacked their account and said that he was.
So, fireworks going on in
That's it.
So, the 15th and the 16th this month.
Tell them about the marathon.
Is our 24-hour marathon show, and I've got these super sweet, awesome designs for t-shirts.
God, they're so cool.
Dude, I want to at least get two printed out for us to wear so you guys can see at least what they are, or I will...
You'll see. They're going to be so
great. These are so awesome,
dude,
okay? I'm personally
so...
drawing them up and everything, and you guys are just...
You're going to love
these.
You're
going to freak, dude. Like, everyone I have showed so far is like, holy shit, mind blown. They're like, I need one.
It's awesome, dude.
I'm going to need that.
They're so great.
You know, I mean...
I'm impressed with what you've done. And that, you don't impress me very often anymore.
You know, I pull some good stuff out sometimes.
You do.
Sometimes. I have to be properly motivated, though.
I need to get that good spark. I don't want to say anything more about this, because then I'm just going to spit it out of what it is. So, thank you, guys. Make sure the marathon, July 15th, that's Friday till Saturday, July 16th. Bite is back, baby, and I'm part of it, July 11th. please, Byte.com, check that shit out. Sign up for the alert there, and you'll know exactly when the site goes live. You can check out my writings, and there's a ton of amazing talent on this team, and I'm really, honestly, flattered to be a part of this. So I really am. Like, that's awesome. I've never had a professional writing job, and to be brought in for my first job doing this on a project of this caliber, like that, I'm just like, wow. Thank you.
Praying, but I am crossing my fingers that this all works out.
Yeah, definitely. Like, this is, I don't know. It's a huge thing for me personally that I have a job that's going to pay me and to write, and that's awesome. So thank you, Gina. Thank you, UBM. And hey, Byte's back July 11th.
Yeah.
The MTCIA Battle of the Bands, that's Saturday, July 9th at Columbia Falls at the Bandit Bar. Starts at 3 o'clock. Come watch us do some hip-hop. Lots of great bands. God Fearing Women's going to be there. House of Quist's going to be there. There's a whole lineup. Facebook.com, search for MTCIA Battle of the Bands. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Saturday, July 23rd. We're doing a live show there at the university. We'll be up there for that whole week. And then our third annual Jam Hole live show here, August 13th. That's a Saturday. From the 8th to the 13th, whitewater rafting, rustic, electrical free camping. It's going to be an amazing time. So, Facebook.com/TheJamHole Podcast. Share and share alike if you would. And TheJamHole.com/forums. Make sure you're on there. And we can discuss if you need a ride. There's lots of people coming up here for it. I'm sure we can figure something out for
you. Hells yeah.
Get close. I'll come pick you up. Fuck
sure. Right.
So other than that, thank you for joining us. Have a safe 4th. Don't blow yourself up. And if you do
and you live,
make
send
sure
us pictures and
someone
info.
Knows to send us the story from it.
Get a video camera. Invest in a camera.
That's right. Email info@thejamhole.com. For any questions, comments, concerns, leave a message, 406-204-4687. You can text me on my cell, 406-848-1739. Google voice that shit, son.
Hells yeah.
There's a Jam Hole Google group. I don't know if you guys use that, but check it out. Google Plus, check that shit out. If you can get in, I'm in there. I got my Google profile and shit. Matt Lee, check it out.
I'll
lots
set
of good
it up
pictures.
Tomorrow.
TheJamHole.com/250 and /404. Those were the first two live shows we've done. You can check those out. Trailer's free. Pictures are free. There's an hour of bonus footage at TheJamHole.com/404bonus. There's a hip-hop shows there. There's just video from the whole week. They're amazing. The pictures
awesome
are amazing.
Stuff.
It's all up on thejamhole.com/pics, P-I-C-S. And just check out the site. Got the show notes all caught up. It's all at thejamhole.com. Find me on Facebook. Find her on Facebook. Follow
yep.
the Twitters. All my tech stuff is at bytematt.blogspot.com and twitter.com/bytematt, B-Y-T-E. Byte's
check
back.
It out.
July 11th. Byte's back.
Support
Byte
more. Matt.
Support this. Because, like, I'm so happy to be a part of this. So help me do something.
I need him
great.
To make this work
we
so I can make my life work.
We
so
need this to pay me money
him.
So I don't have to deliver water anymore.
Help him so you will in turn help me.
That's right. And we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Holla.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.